Book 1, Canto 5, The Yoga of the Spirit's Freedom and Greatness, top of page 88. A magic porch of entry glimmering, quivered in a penumbra of screen light, a court of the mystical traffic of the worlds, a balcony and miraculous facade. Above her lightened high immensities, all the unknown looked out from boundlessness. It lodged upon an edge of hourless time, gazing out of some everlasting now, its shadows gleaming with the birth of gods, its body signaling the bodiless, its foreheads glowing with the oversoul, its forms projected from the unknowable, its eyes dreaming of the ineffable, its faces staring into eternity. Life in him learned its huge subconscient rear, the little fronts unlocked to the unseen vast. Her gulfs stood nude, her far transcendences flamed in the transparencies of crowded light. A giant otter was discovered here, of which the tassel and extended fringe are the scant stuff of our material lives. This overt universe, whose figures hide the secrets merged in superconscient light, wrote clear the letters of its glowing code. A map of subtle signs surpassing thought was hung upon a wall of inmost mind, illumining the world's concrete images into significant symbols by its gloss. It offered to the intuitive exegete its reflex of the eternal mystery. Ascending and descending twixt life poles, the serried kingdoms of the graded law plunge from the everlasting into time, then glad of a glory of multitudinous mind, and rich with life's adventure and delight, and packed with the beauty of matter's shapes and hues, climb back from time into undying self, up a golden ladder carrying the soul, tying with diamond threads the spirit's extremes. In this drop from consciousness to consciousness, each leaned on the occult and conscious power, the fountain of its needed ignorance, archmason of the limits by which it lives. In this soar from consciousness to consciousness, each lifted tops to that from which it came, origin of all that it had ever been, and home of all that it could still become. An organ scale of the eternal acts, mounting to their climax in an endless calm, paces of the many-visaged wonderful, predestined stadia of the evolving way, measures of the stature of the growing soul, they interpreted existence to itself, and, mediating twixt the heights and depths, united the veiled married opposites, and link creation to the ineffable. At last high world was seen where all worlds meet, in its summit gleam where night is not nor sleep, the light began of the Trinity Supreme. All there discovered what it seeks for here. It freed the finite into boundlessness and rose into its own eternities. The inconscient found its heart of consciousness, the idea and feeling groping in ignorance, at last clutched passionately the body of truth, the music born in matter's silences, plucked nude out of the ineffable's fathomlessness, the meaning it had held but could not voice, the perfect rhythm now only sometimes dreamed, an answer brought to the torn earth's hungry need, rending the night that had concealed the unknown, giving to her her lost, forgotten soul.